Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And if you'd like to find out more about me, just Google me. That's the best way to do it. Just Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. You can put in Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update, and I'm all over the board. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube's, websites, everything you can do. Leave me a review. Send me questions. You can email me. All my information will be right there. So today we're going to pick up on what we're trying to do is I'm going to name this show Dumbing It Down with Dan. So what I want to do is I want to bring everything in easiest terms I can. So if you're trying to qualify for a mortgage, we're going to make it easy. And not that it's going to be an easy process to get if you have bad credit or things, you know, such as that, but basically giving you the terminology, because so many times you might, you know, listen to something or check out on the web, you know, some information, and the stuff's just confusing. Okay. So what I want to talk about today, we call them overlays. So here's what I mean by an overlay. The biggest, the easiest conception I can make of this is, let's say the federal government comes in and says, we're going to make the speed limit all over the country, wherever you drive, 60 miles an hour. Okay. So now, Illinois, for example, because Illinois changes everything anyways, they come in and say, you know what, if when you're driving in Illinois, you can only drive 45 miles per hour. That's an overlay. Basically, they're trumping other guidelines or other laws to fit their specific needs. So here is the best, that's the best analogy I can make. So here's what happens with a lot of, many times when people are looking for a mortgage, they will call one of the big banks or one, you know, like a Quicken and a Guaranteed Rate or other companies such as that, not putting them down. I'm just saying these are the companies that you call. And you might, for example, I'm going to start with FHA. That's the biggest area where there's a lot of overlays. All right. So here's an overlay. The guidelines for an FHA program is you can have a 500 credit score and qualify. You would need 10% down. So a 10% down payment, or 90%, what we call loan to value. So that means the loan amount divided by the value of the home. All right. So if it's a $100,000 loan amount, you have a $200,000 home. 100 divided by 200 is 50%. So that's what I mean by loan to value. All right. So you can have a 500 credit score and put 10% down, or go 90% loan to value. Once you hit 580 credit score, it is now 3.5% down, or 97.5% loan to value. All right. I would challenge you, if you have a 581 credit score, Google and call 10 different mortgage companies or banks. Better yet, the big banks. Most cases, probably 8 out of 10, you're going to be turned down because they're going to say you don't have a high enough credit score. But you're saying, Dan, I qualify for an FHA loan with a 581 credit score. I do have a 581 credit score. I called this big bank. I told them, they even pulled my credit. And they're saying, nope, can't do it. You need a 600 credit score. Or you need a 620 credit score. How's that make any sense? That is an overlay. Their overlay is the FHA says you only need 580 to qualify for this particular program. However, that bank is saying, nope, we're going to overlay our own guidelines on top of those and kind of tighten it. and we're saying that you need a 600. So you now might say, you know, you might call, if you haven't listened to this program or you don't know, you might then, you know, call that big bank. They say you need a 600 credit score to qualify. You have a 580. You know what? I can't qualify for a loan at this time. I'll wait till next year and try again. Wrong. That particular place that you called doesn't have the program, but try again. So if you're listening to this program and you know anybody in this situation, realtors, if you have clients that have been turned down because of this, if you know anybody in your family, this, again, it might even be you that tried this, and now you're saying, whoa, I might be able to get help now. Call me. I'll throw out the number at the end of the segment. And again, you can find me anywhere, and you can also go to the 1160 AM 1160 Hope for Your Life radio. And I'm right there on the homepage. So that is an overlay. Another common overlay is the debt ratio. So if you've been turned down, you know exactly what I'm saying is when they called you back and said, hopefully they called you back or just didn't, you know, never correspond back with you. But if they called you back and said, you know, can't get you to fit, your loan's been declined, your debt ratio is too high. Okay. Awesome. So here is your debt ratio. And let me go over the real guidelines, not the overlaid guidelines. So how to figure out your debt ratio. It is everything on your credit report. And we're going to go over in the next segment, you know, how to get your actual credit report and look at it in detail to make sure all the information is factual. So everything on your credit report plus your mortgage or proposed mortgage payment, and it needs to include everything. Your principal and interest, your real estate taxes, your homeowner's insurance, the association fee, PMI if you have it, everything inclusive. So you add up all that, and then you divide it by your gross income, the money you make before all the taxes and everything are taken out. Okay? So that's your debt ratio. Many banks have an overlay, and you might know of this, Or these numbers might seem common to you if you've applied for or have been dealing with mortgages in the past, or you in fact yourself tried to qualify and you were told these ratios. 43%, 47%, 50%. Those are areas that you probably have heard of. Okay, so now let's say FHA will approve your loan. I've gotten hundreds of approvals on debt ratios of 57%. Is that good or bad? That's not me to judge. The government is, they're saying they'll insure these loans. So it is what it is. But you might apply for a loan at one of the big banks or one of these other companies, and they turned you down because they said, you know what, our maximum debt ratio is 43. You were turned down because you exceeded 47, or you were turned down because you exceeded 50. Try again. That particular company probably has an overlay that's giving them those guidelines. So even if you were approved through an FHA program, you know, in a roundabout way, being an automated system that approves your loans, they're coming back and denying you because you exceeded their threshold or their overlay. I hope that makes sense to you. So that's probably the two biggest pieces of where overlays come into play. So your credit score and your debt ratio. So let me just end the segment. How are you going to get your, let's focus on in this last section, your debt ratio. So one of the sponsors of the show is creditscoresandmore.com, and that's credit scores, plural, creditscoresandmore.com. I'd highly suggest you visit the website. There's four steps involved in that website or on that website. Step one is a way to get your free credit score. Now that score, I'm not trying to downplay the system. All the free credit scores that you normally get through the Credit Karma and all these other companies, many of those, they're called a Vantage score. It's basically an educational score. So by going through this system, complete step one, it's completely free. There's no charge. Doesn't ask you for a credit card or anything. Nothing. It'll give you a credit score. It'll give you credit monitoring. It'll give you credit alerts. It'll give you ideas on what you can and can't do. Also, if you're having trouble getting a credit card, you can go in there and it'll scan all your data and say, this is the percentage of likelihood you would get approved for this credit card and other types of loans. So that's step one. I'd highly suggest everybody do that. It's really simple. It'll take you 2 minutes. Step two is you getting your actual credit report. And I stress this, and I try to stress it on every show. Your credit score is a huge part of your life. It might even affect you getting a job, because your employer might pull your credit in. If you have horrendous credit, they might be reluctant to hire you. Believe it or not, that can take place. 3 of 5 people have information on their credit report that is inaccurate. That could highly affect you. Your insurance premiums are affected by this. Your credit card rates are affected by this. Your auto rates are affected by this score. Your mortgage, can you get a mortgage or not? That is affected by the score. Complete step two. I would highly suggest you pull all three bureaus. I think it costs you maybe $40. So if you go through the site, you get a discount. And when you get it, if you have trouble deciphering all the information on there, call me. If you give me your logins, I will walk you through the entire credit report so you understand from A to Z. And then when we're done, go ahead and change your password and we'll link out and we'll be done with it. But you'll understand what you have. So again, creditscoresandmore.com. I highly suggest you go there. At least complete step one. It's a free system. So hang on. When we come back, we're going to go through common questions that I get asked every day on the radio and on at my office. So please come back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And this segment, we're going to put George, the producer, on the spot.
Uh-oh.
What's up, dude?
Not much. You. You're up.
Yeah. So here's what I want to do. These are common questions. When I pick up the phone or I check my emails or my YouTube is taking off. I looked this morning. I'm just shy of 3,000 subscribers.
Nice.
And I'm just shy of like 200,000 views.
That's
to
pretty
me,
good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you guys would check me out on YouTube, I have, I think, 204 videos now. And I've been doing it since 2011. So there's
you're an animal.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to go back and refresh some of these things because guidelines change all the time.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the frustrating thing to me is basically the whole reason for this show. I'm really not trying to bore you guys to death on mortgages for a half hour. Just trying to get out information. And you, when you bought your house, I just want to get your feedback because, yeah.
Much minutia. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I was on with Ian and Brian the other day.
Yeah.
And
the new show, the Common Good.
Those guys are awesome.
They are. They're great.
It was because they were in kind of your boat. They just recently bought homes a year or so ago. And when I asked them or they asked me a few questions, it was just like, wow. You know, I don't know what you don't know, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So I try to go through and educate as much as I can because this is what I do for a living and have done for 30 years. So here, let me go through some of these common questions I have. And I'm going to ask you, and then you might not have a clue or you might say, you know what, when I bought my house, here's what happened. And here you might be dead on. So I just want to ask you some of those questions that I have.
All right. Hold on. I'll give you a.
What advice would you give someone looking to buy their first home?
Call the mortgage guy first.
Dude, you are dead on.
Yeah, because you really have to know
a little bit more.
Well, you can check your credit report and you can go ahead and get, you know, whatever free scores and stuff like that. When you talk to your mortgage guy, he's going to have an absolutely different score than what you're going to see from, you know.
What mortgage guy?
Any guy.
Now, come on! When you talk to me, the free systems are cool. They are very educational.
Okay, I might buy a car in 6 months. That's not a months-long process. You can walk into a car dealership at noon, fill out paperwork, get a credit check. You can walk out or drive out in an hour or two later with the car.
Yep.
That's not what home buying is like. It would be nice.
Yeah. Nah, sometimes the impulse buy might not work. How many times, I don't know about you, but you ever buy a car and then like a... a week, not a day, but maybe a week or a month goes by. And I was like, I actually used to buy cars
for a living. Yeah. There have been cars that I bought that weren't for me. They were for, you know, in consignment or for dealerships. But they, you know, within 5 seconds of getting in and driving it, I said, oh, no.
Oh, man, what did I just do? Yep. All right, so let me get to the question. Oh, I get to the mortgage piece.
Yes.
Unless you've been blessed with the cash, you need a mortgage. So everything else is irrelevant. So you were dead on.
Nothing else is going to help you.
No. I mean, unless you have cash, all you're doing is wasting your time, everybody's time, of looking. You know, I'd love to drive to work in a Lamborghini.
Why?
I don't go look because I can't
afford.
You're
going to ruin your back.
I know. I'm just, yeah, it was a good analogy, I thought. But yeah, you have to try to get a mortgage. You can prepare as much as you can. That's why I have videos out there. That's why Credit Scores and More exists. So you can go in there. You can actually, like I said in the last segment, you can get the free. I would suggest everybody do the free thing. It's free.
Yeah, there's no harm in it.
Yeah, and it's educational. So, you know, do that part, step one. If you're really looking, you really want to know what your real scores are, do step two. I mean, it is actually it's overwhelming. I had a gentleman call me the other day, and he's like, okay, now what? So I said, okay, give me your user logins. I did it. We went through it, and there was just TransUnion alone, he had 12 different scores. I said, so, you know, remember the one you told me back when? It's not even on this list of the 12. So what you gave me was completely irrelevant. So you knocked that one out of the park. You have to get a mortgage. Here, let me say this. With all the money I made last year, and I'm not bragging, I didn't go out and buy a stadium.
Right.
I didn't buy a sports car.
Yeah.
I didn't hire an actor to do anything for me.
Right.
I put a lot of money in, believe it or not, to AM1160.
Yeah.
If you're listening,
we appreciate that.
Please give me a shot. What I'm trying to say is it's frustrating to me. And I'll say it live right now when I'm on here. It's frustrating to me when somebody calls and says, you know what? I called my bank and then I called the credit union. Then I called Quicken and everybody's turning me down. So I hear you. I've heard you for 10 years on the station. You know, I figured I'd give you a try.
Why wouldn't that be your first option?
Yeah, and some people think...
Dan, you are a person. I'm literally across the hall from you, but I'm staring through 8 panes of glass at you.
Yeah.
I can tell anybody listening right now, Dan is an actual carbon-based life form. There is a guy here who is talking to you who wants to answer your questions and wants to help you, and he gives you his phone number, and the last 4 digits are the same as the radio station. He's making it as easy as possible.
Yeah, and you could, after you call me, you can get other quotes. I always stress, what you're looking for is money as cheap as you can. However, don't be deceived. You know, here's what I hear a lot of times is, I'm doing a loan for a client right now, and he's still thinking, you know, he can get a rate of 3.5%.
Ooh.
I'm like, it's not there. If somebody tells you it's there, please, my analogy to that is, you know, you're going to get gas. Somebody tells you there's gas down the street for 50 cents. It's not. Trust me, it's not. Yeah. If you can find it, please call me. I'll drive 100 miles to fill up my tank.
Or more to the point, if you're finding gas for 50 cents, it's probably not something you want to put in your tank.
Well, or you had to buy 3 hot dogs, a case of Diet Coke,
car wash, and
5 lottery tickets. Yep. So there's more to the story. I try to guide you down a road and answer every question factually, not what you want to hear. I'll give you the truth. So that's, I don't mean to put myself on the pedestal part, but I spend a lot of money doing supporting AM1160, and I'd at least like, you know, at least give me a shot. That's all I ask. So that's it for now. All right. The next question: with interest rates on the rise, is it still a good time to buy a house? What's your thought on that one?
I don't know. I mean, I've followed it because we're probably going to add on to our house next year, so we'll be looking for either a refinance or home equity. So I've followed the prices and just what the market's doing around my place anyway. And, you know, prices are going up a little bit. I don't see a whole lot of houses on the market. So maybe, you know, it might be a seller's market.
Yeah. Here's my point of that. If you want to rent, God bless you, rent. Doesn't matter.
You're not doing yourself any favors, though.
Well, here, look at this part. Okay. I don't know what your rent was, but the average rent that I normally see, I'm going to say this is a pretty big spread, but it's $1,200, $1,800 a month. That might be where you were, might not be where you were.
I don't know. I haven't paid rent in years and years and years.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of people. Well, if you were, I won't go I don't.
That is the range in which my mortgage falls.
Okay,
I'll tell you that.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting at. It's probably going to be very similar to what you're paying in rent. Okay, so that part of is that. Now let's get to some other stuff. You're hoping that there's appreciation, but you might say, Dan, you know what? In Illinois, we don't see much appreciation. I get that. And there is some spots have huge appreciation. Some really don't have much. So, okay, let's say it doesn't appreciate. So you buy a $150,000 home, okay, and it doesn't appreciate. You're paying on, you get a mortgage. So you're paying rent of $1,500.
Basically.
And you let's say you don't buy and you pay that rent for 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. The other equation is you buy a house for 150 grand. Let's go through bad assumptions. There is no appreciation. Okay. That's probably the worst, you know, that in itself, that basically you want to.
I've been in the situation where the amount I owed on a loan was about 20% more than the house was worth back in 2010. Yep. So
that can happen.
That is the worst case scenario.
Though. Yeah.
It's probably the one time in our lifetimes that we're, you know, not exactly the same age, but pretty close. Like there's probably the one time where real estate in general just went down. You know?
Yeah, you hit, and that's an anomaly. Hopefully, I mean, it could happen again. Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Would it most likely? Probably not.
Probably
I mean,
not.
You have the doomsayers out there saying that, but let's just assume, you know, but then you have on the flip side of that, you have some properties that have appreciated a ton. So I'm getting in the middle. Zero appreciation. Okay. Zero. Now that's the bad scenario behind that. So here's some benefits that you're going to get. You get to write off your real estate taxes. And they just made a cap on it, but it doesn't fit most. That cap probably exceeds
doesn't
most people.
Doesn't apply to most
people,
yeah.
So you're going to get a tax write-off. Let's say your taxes are $7,500, and that's not uncommon in Illinois. You're going to write off your interest. So let's say of a $1,500 payment, let's say half of that is interest.
Right.
So you're going to pay off, you're going to have $8,000 in interest write-off.
Yep.
So you just had $15,500 in write-offs. So if a 25% tax bracket, you'll figure out you're going to get a bigger refund than you normally do because of that.
Yeah.
So let's say it's $15,000 at 25%, 30. You're going to get you're going to get an extra $4,000 in a tax refund.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so that's good. So after 15 years, you had a $150,000 mortgage. Let's assume it was a 30-year mortgage, and let's just, for simplistic reasons, let's say you paid half of that down. Half your mortgage is gone. Now you owe $75,000.
You're in a pretty good spot.
You have $75,000 in equity. The house didn't move, didn't budge.
Yeah.
You have think of it as a forced savings account. You have $75,000 now in equity in the house. You've gotten a $4,000 a year tax benefit. Not a bad gig.
No.
And you have your own place.
You get the memories.
You can put the addition on that you wanted.
Yeah.
You can do these things. So that was my whole point behind that. So I apologize. We ran out of time.
Let's keep doing this next time.
Yeah, though. We'll pick up tomorrow. And I'm going to go through more questions that people have because this is awesome. So again, my name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. I hope you like the show. If you would, please call me. You can reach me personally. The phone number is 630-338-1160. Yes, you will get me. Check us out on the web and you'll see a common theme here. It's 1160-1160-mortgage.com. Love to hear from you. God bless. Take care. I will be back tomorrow. Hope you are too.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.